The word addressed to Jeremiah by the Lord, the God of Israel, says this: write all the words I have spoken to you in a book. Yes, the Lord says this: your wound is incurable, your injury past healing. There is no one to care for your sore, no medicine to make you well again. All your lovers have forgotten you. They look for you no more. Yes, I have struck you as an enemy strikes, with harsh punishment. So great is your guilt, so many your sins. Why bother to complain about your wound? Your pain is incurable. So great is your guilt, so many your sins, that I have done all this to you. The Lord says this: now I will restore the tents of Jacob, and take pity on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt on its ruins, the citadel restored on its site. From them will come thanksgiving and shouts of joy. I will make them increase and not diminish them, make them honored and not disdained. Their sons shall be as once they were, their community fixed firm in my presence. And I will punish all their oppressors. Their prince will be one of them, their ruler come from their own people. I will let him come freely into my presence, and he can come close to me. Who else indeed would risk his life by coming close to me? It is the Lord who speaks. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And the Gospel reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 to 36. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he would send the crowds away. After sending the crowds away, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, while the boat, by now far out on the lake, was battling with a heavy sea, for there was a headwind. In the fourth watch of the night, he went towards them, walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But at once Jesus called out to them, saying, "Courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." It was Peter who answered. "Lord," he said, "if it is you, tell me to come to you across the water." "Come," said Jesus. Then Peter got out of the boat and started walking towards Jesus across the water. But as soon as he felt the force of the wind, he took fright and began to sink. "Lord, save me," he cried. Jesus put out his hand at once and held him. "Man of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And as they got into the boat, the wind dropped. The men in the boat bowed down before him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Having made the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the local people recognized him, they spread the news through the whole neighborhood and took all that was sick to him, begging him just to let them touch the fringe of his cloak. And all those who touched it were completely cured. Our reflection for today on these readings. Sometimes, perhaps, we can think that if we could just have that right experience of God, what we call a peak experience, perhaps, everything will somehow fall into place. We will be assured of the presence of God in our lives, and we will change for the better, and permanently. Our modern world tends to be addicted to the idea that the right experience will work wonders. Well, we can say that experience is certainly central to our lives, but the trick, the challenge, is whether the experience that we want is the one that we need, and whether it is the best thing for us. And I think in relation to this, our gospel today provides a good example and a teaching. The disciples have a disturbing and, to their thinking, a negative experience of Jesus, seeing him walking on the water. They think he's a ghost. This is not what they want. You don't want ghosts in your life. Peter thinks that he can overcome his fear and doubt about whether the person he sees is real or ghostly by having a unique experience. Lord, let me come to you on the water, he says. But what Peter thinks will be a confirming, wonderful peak experience fails miserably. Why so? Because he thinks that once he has this peak experience, which is on his terms, in the way that he wants, then everything will be okay. But the actual experience he has of sinking in the water and being on the brink of drowning is certainly not what he had in mind or what he wanted. But, as the gospel implies, this is a very important experience for Peter and for the disciples. Because, as Jesus' remark points out, it shows Peter and the rest how little faith they actually have. And when you can see your limitations and your failures, then you have a chance of being able to move beyond them. It can be a turning point in one's life. Painful probably, but nevertheless crucial. But while we remain blind to our limitations and failures and think that we have it all together or that we know how it should all come together, there's little chance of change. The following gospel scene, when Jesus and the disciples arrive on the other side at Gennesaret, provides a telling contrast to the disciples' lack of faith. No sooner do these outsiders, the others, see Jesus step ashore than they change. They believe and they flock to him, and they bring those in need to him. Another message in this gospel reading may be that the outsider, the one whom we think does not know or believe, may have more insight and faith than ourselves, and we think we are the believers. Our reading from Jeremiah provides another take on the relationship between experience and faith. It promotes a negative or disastrous experience, the exile, as important for Israel's faith. God will restore Israel again as a sign of his commitment to them, but they need to see the pain of exile equally as a sign of God's commitment to them, confronting them for their failures and enacting the just punishment of exile. In our post-Vatican II world as Catholics, have we tended to think that God's presence is only in what we perceive as the good experiences? But what about the other side, the bad side of our lives, and what we think are the negative experiences? Do we see in faith the presence and commitment of God to us in these?